This is an extra track that focuses on Sat's talk on the shadow and the sun. November 7th, 2023. Mandana and Sepide are visiting Sat in Reno. During a nature hike with Farnaz, Mandana and Sepide, Sat talks about the sun and the shadow. The first few seconds of the talk is not recorded. Sat begins by saying that our shadow is cast on the ground and goes through a lot of ups and downs and the mud and everything. Conversation continues.
The mud and this and that. Now, when you turn around and put your face toward the sun, the shadow goes behind you. So everybody knows that. Now, then you realize you're not the shadow. Okay, now say you have a foot ache or a stomach ache. The shadow doesn't experience your pain.
Yes.
The shadow doesn't experience your foot ache.
Oh, yes, because it's my body, the actual body.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just destroying a lot.
So what experiences the pain?
Is the body that is making shadow, right?
It's the one that's making the shadow.
Well, it doesn't make the shadow, but has a shadow.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now what?
Yes,
now we know. It just came to me just as she was sharing. So now we are not the shadow, which is a very, very important point, because you have to know a little bit about Maya to understand that your reflection is not you. Okay.
Yes.
So far, so good.
Yes.
Now we have another problem. Which is the emotional, physical, and mental problem that the shadow doesn't have it.
Right.
So what do we do for that? Can we say that the cause of both the shadow and the shadow maker is identification with their body, right?
By shadow maker, you mean the body that projects the shadow.
Exactly. Or the thinker that has a body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what? What do we do with this? So by knowing about the shadow, we realize that anything that is standing up, we cast the shadow. We have a meditation on that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, even the body that experiences pain is because the thought of I am this body has been so ingrained in the consciousness of that now has a unity with the maker of the shadow. And you all know now what is maker of the shadow. All right. So now let's take it farther than that, and we go back to our own teaching, and we appreciate what we have. Okay, so now we have the body and the mind and the feelings to worry about, and they change all the time, just like the shadow on the ground that goes through different scenario. And the only thing that is done that is actually prove this point is to go beyond the mind, because mind and the body and the thinker are one package. You go beyond one of them, the rest of them is gone. So if we can accomplish that in this lifetime by what Most Precious says and by all the practices we have, what happens is this shadow and this shadow, the package of the human being, even though they're still visible, they're not felt. So it's interesting to know that all the roads end in Rome, which means the thoughts are responsible for everything, and the thinker is responsible for allowing the thoughts happen to itself. So that's that. You know, it is easy to say we learned that we are not the shadow. But we have to also dwell on the fact, why am I creating shadow when the sun hits behind me or the side of me? And that is what happens. That's why I really like the meditation that came through me spontaneously about anything that rises from the ground, and we know what the ground is. It ought to have shadow, but you can't avoid that. So even though the body moves around and creates that illusion, the thinker is not so much aware of the body to even make a good or bad out of it. It just moves on as it moves on.
The thinker is not aware of the body?
Well, when the thinker merges beyond the mind, then it doesn't... I don't think you can say that it really cared to even take care of its own body. It knows how temporary and stupid it is. And when he or she has accomplished the goal of life, man, I'm sure there is a amount of looking forward to the end of the body.
Sati, in this metaphor, you have the shadow, you have the thing that's casting that shadow. Now, what is the light that's causing the shadow to be cast?
Your reality. You either merge to the cause, or you become a puppet in the hand of the source, okay, which is the sun. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I understand your question. What is the role of the sun?
No, but when you said you become a puppet of the sun, I don't understand that.
Because no matter where you go, the sun can cast the shadow of your body. If you're in the sun, right? It can cast the shadow. Unless you're looking at it, which symbolically means merging to it, then you don't care if you have a shadow behind you or not.
It's behind you.
Yeah. Shadow is ignorance. It is a word for ignorance. But it's not so much the one on the ground, it's the one that is walking right now. It's the real shadow.
In this metaphor again, then what is the ground?
The ground that we are walking?
And the ground that the shadow is cast on.
Well, is the screen, is the canvas. The screen, is the canvas. And the sun, you can look at it as Maya.
Oh, yeah.
When you get up in the morning. But the sun gets its brightness from the base, you see, is not separated. When you get up in the morning, what happens? Everybody moves because of the sun, because of daylight, right?
Yes.
Now, when you face the sun, you are facing what? Maya. And once you become, okay, so once you are one with the source of the Maya, you are one with the source. Because they all go to the same source.
So even the sun is the Maya, but the source of the sun is the base of it.
Yes, Maya is there to light the creation. Okay? Or you can say the sun is lighting the creation so people can see the Maya.
Yeah.
Right?
And then it shines on your
intellect.
And it casts all all the imagination.
Exactly. But when you face it through knowledge, through wisdom,
the puzzle that has been unraveled.
Not only unraveled, you become one with the sun, which is the, in essence, is the base, is the land, is the earth, on the metaphor that we had meditation on, means the screen.
What you just said kind of is a destruction of a few other things we said before.
Well,
isn't it? I mean, it's
beyond. It's more understanding.
It's beyond.
Yes, it's more it's understanding deeper. And it's deeper. Yes. Deeper. Yes, because I think the shadow played a really good role, because it's a good metaphor to indicate you're not that, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't use anything else.
Yeah.
And the metaphor that in Most Precious says, if you look at your shadow long enough, you think you are the shadow. Mm-hmm. That's another reality that it deepened today. Otherwise, it's absolutely true.
Because when you think you're the shadow, you're even deeper under.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
it would be like not only believing this dream, but also believing your night dream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you see your separation,
yes,
you're one step removed. At least, yes, you see the thinker.
Exactly.
And then you can go beyond the thinker.
Exactly.
Like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
I have a question about the thinker and the shadow that we talked about. What are some of the practices you recommend? I know going deep means silence.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But what are some of the other practices that we can do to...
Expansion of the consciousness through wisdom. Reminder through the mind, which means that the mind, as one of the children that went up the mountain, is beginning to remind you instead of distract you, is by persistence on the path, which you guys don't even have to do that. It's happening automatically now. By counterattack everything that comes up with a passive gaze. Yeah. I mean, we're doing it. You don't need to ask a question. And the reason that the revelation comes out of my mouth like it did today is just to deepening all of us. That's all.